Hey girl, welcome to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, the podcast created to inspire entrepreneurial women to pursue their goals of building a business while creating a balanced life that they love. I'm your host, Lucretia Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some amazing female founders who share what it takes to build and grow a successful business while putting balance and wellness at the forefront of it all. So if you're ready, let's hear from the girl behind the hustle.
Welcome back to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast. Y'all, it's been a week. Is it just me? But I feel like even beyond this week, it's just something in the air. It's just been feeling that way lately. I don't know. My friend said maybe it's retrograde or the moon. I don't know what it is, but I just wanted to stop. I really do want it to stop. And on top of all of that, I thought it was a good idea to go get my daughter a dog. When they say dogs are like babies, they're not lying. They're not lying. So I'm like sleep deprived, running on espresso and fumes. If you love me, send coffee because your girl needs it. So if you hear a little scampering in the background or any other random noises, don't blame me, blame the dog, okay? But something that I wanted to show up for this episode because it's really important to me, something that I wanted to incorporate in this season's podcast are the pep talks, the motivation, the mindset. And I need it today, just being honest. I'll probably replay this episode myself. But that's just one of those things that as an entrepreneur, we deal with a lot daily and just with balancing everything and just having the motivation, just the resilience to keep going regardless of everything that comes against us. And so something I definitely wanted to incorporate this season was just founder pep talks, just little kind of just pushes of motivation to get you in the mind to stay at it, to be of encouragement. And so for this one, I was really thinking about just the seasons of life. And I started thinking about the seasons of business. You know, I think about David in one season, he was a shepherd. The next season, he was a king. And how we could think that it's our season to be a king, but it may actually be our season to be a shepherd, especially with social media. It's so easy to get caught up in looking at what everyone else is doing and just feeling like, what do I need to do to get there? And I know we're in this stage now where we're chasing the trends because we think that that's what it takes to get to our next level. But it's so easy to get caught up in watching everyone else that we truly miss the gift of the season that we're in. And you may think it's my season of harvest. When is my harvest coming? And it may actually be your season to sow. So what are you doing with your time during your sowing season that's going to actually benefit you when your time of harvest comes? I was thinking about this episode on Queen Sugar. Do y'all watch the show? I love Queen Sugar, but I have not watched the entire show. I kind of hop around. So this one episode I saw was with Ralph Angel, and he was so eager to do things his own way. His family was pressed to get the crop into the ground before the season, and he went out and he purchased a crop to transfer to their farms from another farmer. If you watch that episode play out, he finally consulted with someone who actually knew what they were doing, and he discovered the entire crop was trash. It was garbage. How often do we get so eager and so in a hurry and we're in a rush and I don't have time to be wasting and I got to get this done by 30, I got to get this done by 40, that we don't even care what we do and how it gets done as long as it gets done? What are you planting during your sowing season? Instead of getting caught up and watching what someone else is doing, you need to be getting ready. You need to be getting prepared. You need to be in position for your own harvest. That's what you should be doing right now. It may not be your go season. It may be the next person's go season. And just because it's not your season of harvest does not mean that there's no purpose in the season that you're in. Maybe this is your season of preparation, your season of research, your season of just getting into position, maybe working on your back end and your operations, maybe getting your customer service together. Maybe that's the season that you're in. And so focus on you instead of what the next person is doing and where they're going. Even when you get into this mindset of how did they get this? How are they there already? How did they get there before me? I thought it was my turn. When do I get my chance? You cannot see what everyone else is doing. You cannot see the seeds that they planted years ago to reap the harvest that they're currently reaping. You're not seeing any of that. You're just seeing what's shown on social media or maybe on their website, or maybe you're just seeing the emails, but you're not seeing everything else and all the steps and all the hard work and the resilience that it took for them to get to where they are right now. And so instead of watching what someone else is doing and thinking about what you want to accomplish, think about, what do I need to be doing? What mindset do I need to be in? Maybe I can just use them as inspiration and encouragement instead of comparing my accomplishments to them. You can only have what's meant for you in the season that you're in. And just because they're there does not mean that you won't get there as well. It's not meant for you. That's not your season. It's not your harvest. And so you don't know what seeds they planted. You don't know what went on behind the scenes and what they're even doing right now and what they're experiencing. You're not seeing any of that. So instead of watching other people and trying to hop on the trend and do what they're doing and copying and imitating, think about, how can I enjoy my season? What lesson do I need to learn in this current season? How can I appreciate where I am right now? And whether that's your season to be a shepherd or your season to be a king, what lesson can I take away from my current season? Ask yourself, what is this season meant to teach me? And then go and enjoy that season.
Thanks so much for listening to the show today. If you love this show, please review, rate, and subscribe to the podcast and share it with someone who you know needs to hear it. You can stay connected with the community on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Girl Behind the Hustle, and shoot me an email if there's something you'd like for us to discuss on the podcast at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com, and you can become part of the community at girlbehindthehustle.com. Until next time, remember, life is not just about the hustle. Go out and live a little.